हेलो
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 हेलो,
हाय
एम आई ऑडिबल? या
या
हाय 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 सर, प्रियंका दिस साइड. लास्ट नाइट आई हैड कॉल यू रिगार्डिंग हाई परफॉर्मेंस लाफ्टर कैंडिडेट्स.
या एग्जैक्टली यस
यस यस सर, इज दिस द राइट टाइम टू कंटिन्यू?
यस वी कैन टॉक. हाउ मच टाइम इट इज गोना टेक?
सर, आई नॉट टेक मच टाइम सर.
Yeah, fine. Okay, go ahead.
Sir, this is Priyanka. Actually, I'm working with a research firm that is BIS Research, based on India, Delhi. And currently,
Okay.
I'm working on a report that is high-performance plastic additives market. This is the additives which are used in high-performance plastics for various industries. And
Okay.
I had gone through some research, sir, which I want your expert advice on that. Actually, it's a part of our report that we have to validate our findings with industry experts so the report get more authenticated. So that's why
Okay.
I had made the call, and I had some questions
Okay.
regarding that. With your permission, can I
Okay.
continue with the questions?
Yeah, fine. Okay. But this is not going to be a paid call, right?
Sir, actually, for payment, actually our company has a site which is called Insight Monk. So for that, experts
Okay.
have to onboard on that for payment. If you get onboard on them, then there are some formalities which have to be completed. After that, I can talk to my seniors for that. But for payment, you have to get onboard on Insight Monk, sir.
Okay, so that has to be done first before the call, or it can even be done after the call.
No, sir, it can be done after the call also. I'll definitely have a chat with my seniors, or I'll try to connect you with my
Okay,
seniors
okay, okay.
regarding that.
Yeah, fine. The reason I'm asking is I'm consulting, in a lot of this kind of things, in surfactants and
Okay.
additives, plastic additives, high performance composites and stuff. Yeah, but most of them are paid calls. I do in India. I do with companies like Knowledge Ridge, so I do a lot with Knowledge Ridge, and
Okay.
also with European consultancies, like Dialecta. I also do a lot with Dialecta. So yeah, so this is what it is. Anyways, yeah, if you can help me later, it's fine. Yeah, for now you can continue. Okay.
No, sir, I had a chat with my senior also regarding this. I had a conversation with my senior. So he told me that we can definitely do that once you get on board on
Okay.
Insight Monk. And regarding that, I'll get you connected with my senior also
Okay,
if there is
fine.
not
All
any
right.
problem. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So during the research, sir, I have found out that high performance plastic additive markets are currently on a booming stage, and it
Yeah.
was used in various end use industries such as automotive, aerospace, medical, electrical, industrial, and others. Others in which we have
Okay.
included defense and building and
Yeah.
construction. So,
Yeah.
sir, as per you, is this segmentation according to end users is correct, or can we add some like other market which we have left or which we had?
Polymer is, I think you should have really did some research on this. But see, polymer market, it depends on the type of polymer, what you're using. For example, there are two kinds of polymers which we can segregate. So one we call it as thermoplastic polymers, and one we call it as engineering plastics. Okay, so thermoplastic polymers are things like PVC. PVC, for example, is one of the most cheapest polymer available. And then comes polyolefins, polyethylene and polypropylene, one of the most produced polymers in the world, and on the engineering side, so these are some of the basic thermoplastic polymers which can be used for basic purposes and also for the enhanced engineering uses. But on the other hand, if you see, there are we call it as engineering plastics or engineering polymers. So that includes something like polyethylene terephthalate, polybutylene terephthalate, polycarbonate, acetonitrile, butadiene, styrene, which we call it as ABS. There is also ASA, PMMA, polymethyl methacrylate. So there is a lot on that way as well. Okay, so we basically call these as engineering plastics or engineering polymers. So the industry vertical, what You've mentioned, aerospace, automotive, medical, construction, architectural. These are all fine. But actually, if you see, the place where the polymers are used a lot, is actually in the packaging as well. Okay, packaging is also one of the most important field, which normally takes about 70% of the world's total polymer output, especially polyolefins, PVC, and polyethylene terephthalate. So packaging also, there is a lot of innovation going on. There is a lot of high-end research going on in plastics in the packaging side, where people will spend money, and we very highly categorize this also as a high-performance polymers.
But sir, my report is like regarding high performance plastic additives, like high performance
Okay, I
plastic
understand that. Yeah.
additives.
Okay, on the engineering side, if you take, see, on the engineering side, if you take, yes, whatever the verticals you've mentioned is all right. I would say you can include some more, like you can include textiles, technical textiles. A technical textile is like a geotextiles, polyesters for garments. So these are also high performance. If the polyester is used by Adidas, and if Adidas needs a lot of things, so for 100% sure, it's a high performance application. That's also one. Yes, technical textile you can include.
I have
Yeah.
considered the plastics like high performance polyimides, which include PAI, that is polyetheramide, imide,
Okay.
PEEK plastic,
Yeah, polyam. Yeah, I. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, you can also consider
polymer.
those kind of really. So yes, polyimides you can consider. But if you see polyimides is still in. See, polyimides is existing for more than like 10, 20 years. See, there are two kinds of amides: polyamide, which is called as nylon 6 or nylon 66, mainly, and there is something called poly. Imide, which starts with an I. So if you take polyimide is existing for more than 10 years. Japan was the first country to do a lot of work on this, companies like Mitsubishi, for example. But later, this was mainly developed for electronic applications. Polyimide is a very high melting polymer, which is mainly used in capacitors, in transistors, in kind of very high electronic circuits on boards. And currently for polyimides, the manufacturers are very limited. Like SABIC is one of a global manufacturer. Mitsubishi is also there. Sumitomo is there. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it is, but it has not still. It is really niche. It's very. It's like a Rolls Royce. If your report is working around something like BMW or Mercedes, polyimide is a Rolls Royce. Yeah. Yeah.
So, sir, as per you, which of these high performance plastic, like which of these are the most widely used plastics? Like, is it fluoropolymers or is it high performance polyamide or sulfone polymers or liquid crystals or polyimides? Like, can you provide me any of the ranking, like this high performance plastic is most widely used in different end use industries?
I mean, can you tell those again? One is polyamide, you said. The second is
Sir,
liquid
first is
crystals.
fluoropolymers, which includes
Fluoropolymers, okay.
yes, correct. Which includes
Okay.
like different type of high performance plastics, which I am
Yeah,
which
like Teflon and
includes
PTFE and stuff like that.
PTFE, PVDF, FEP, and
Okay.
polyvinyl fluoride. All these of comes under
Okay.
fluoropolymers. Other which I have considered is
Okay.
high performance polyamide, in which like we have considered polyamide 6, 12, or polyamide 10, polyamide 11, and another one is
Okay.
sulfone polymers, which is PPS, polyvinyl sulfide, polysulfone, polyether
Okay.
sulfone, and next one is liquid crystal polymers, and the next one is polyimides with I, that is polyetheramide, polyamide,
See, again, if you see these kind of things, whatever you've mentioned, especially, see, nylon is used in a lot of purposes. Nylon is used in molding applications for automotive, for dashboards, for trims and et cetera. And nylon is also used in a lot of protective films, like now they are exploring a lot of nylon applications in the batteries, for the battery separators and for the battery separating films. So there is still a big research going on because battery is a huge market because everybody knows battery is going to grow exponentially. So battery is a very, very important market for everyone. Okay. So yes, that is a targeted application. But if you take the other polymers, what you've mentioned, you know, like for example, the liquid crystal polymers, LCPs.
Yeah.
So the liquid crystal polymers are still more on the electronic side, you know.
Okay.
You know, liquid crystal polymers is mainly used in LCD panels, you know, for for infotainment systems, for TVs and etc. But now what is happening is the LED technology is taking on. And the LED technology is getting more pronounced, you know, than the LCD technology. We don't know.
Okay.
This is what the prediction we have as a company, because this liquid crystal polymers usage may go down. Currently, it is not used in every country. So mainly the markets, if you see, it's only China, Korea, and Japan. If you go and search for a LCP market in US, US you will not find it. Okay, unless and until somebody does a very special project for the infotainment systems of cars, or if something like Apple or Macintosh does, no one will buy LCPs there. Otherwise, you know, the companies are sitting in, you know, Foxconn kind of companies who are big purchasers. You know, they are all based in China, Taiwan, stuff like that. So, and we see this LCP will go down because of the Gorilla Glass and stuff taking up. And also now, you know, you have a lot of, you know, HD technologies and stuff. That is changing. And yeah, so that is one. And if you take the PVDC, the polyvinylidene chloride or PVDF and stuff, that is again used in, you know, a lot of these are used in water membranes and water proofing.
Okay.
So this is mainly used in construction purposes, you know, as a moisture barrier. Okay. Maybe they may find some aerospace applications, you know, where they should, they don't want moisture to get into their components.
Okay, so sir,
that is one. And Teflon, if you take Teflon is, the Teflons, the maximum use currently globally, Teflon is used in the cookeries, you know, and the crockeries, like, you know, the nonstick pans and stuff. So that is one of the biggest thing for Teflon, because Teflon is very, very heat resistant. And Teflon is used a lot in the equipment side as well as gasket material because of its chemical resistance. Because Teflon has one of the best chemical resistance so far in polymers.
Okay. So along the flying high-performance plastics, which of the plastic can be considered about the highest using plastic or most common used plastic in different and used industries?
See, like in high-performance polymers, you know, see, that's what I'm coming here. For the high-performance polymers, if you're looking for volume, if you look to attract a lot of readers and stuff, so these polyimides or PEEK or, you know, this polysulfone, so these all, you know, may attract people, but not every audience will get attracted, okay? If you still want a kind of a common polymer still remaining niche, still that can, you know, take the attention of a lot of people, then you have to look at polymers like polycarbonate. You have to look at polymers like polyamide is okay. Nylon is fine. Nylon is getting into a lot of applications. Polycarbonate is very important. ABS is extremely important. Acetonitrile, butadiene, styrene is very important. Because today in the automotive, ABS and polypropylene are the most used plastics.
Yeah, but we have not considered engineering plastic because our report is on high performance plastic only. So we have excluded engineering plastic from our report.
Okay. But in that case, I would say the highest would be the polyamides then, because polyamide is versatile. There is already a lot of grades that's available commercially produced. So polyamides is something it will be reached to a lot of readers of yours.
And what about fluoropolymers, sir? Can be considered in the second stage.
See, fluoropolymer. Fluoropolymers can be second because Teflon is extremely expensive. See, one kilo of Teflon will be 20 times the cost of polypropylene. Okay, so it is not a cheap polymer. So if somebody, say for example, if you take Teflon in the automotive, Teflon is used. But where Teflon is used, Teflon will be used in the electric motors. It will be used in the, you know, the steering component. And it will not be used in the dashboard, for example. You know, dashboard is the bigger thing, but they will make the dashboard out of polypropylene, or they will make the dashboard out of ABS. But Teflon is used in small kind of things, not high volume. But
Okay.
yes, it's an extremely expensive polymer, but yes, it can go into a number of different applications.
And so between sulfone polymers and polyimides, we can consider polyamides at third stage, right? Or sulfone polymers.
Polyimides, polyimides I would consider three, because polyimide, what is happening is polyimide, I don't know if you know it or if you captured in your research,
Yeah.
polyimide is finding a big usage in the 5G, because you know, like now we are in the 5G regime, you know, of the mobile data
Yeah.
and stuff.
Yes,
So
yes.
in order to make the 5G antenna, you know, the 5G antennas are now made with a lot of polyimides, and
Okay,
especially Korea is doing a lot of research on this. Yes.
so can we consider this as a current trend, like a trend which is currently at booming stage, like polyimides are used in 5G? We can consider it as a trend, right?
Yeah, it's not only a trend, it's going to be a reality, because it's already used in the high performance antennas for 5G. Yes. And yeah, but we have to see, you know, how fast technology may change.
And after that, sir, can we consider sulfone polymers at fourth and liquid crystal at fifth?
Yes, I would say, because what we personally, I mean, what we as a company found on our researches, liquid crystal polymers is not of very importance. You know, as the time goes, liquid crystal polymers will lose their charm.
Okay, during the forecast period, the market will be at like declining stage.
Yeah,
Okay.
yeah, yeah.
And sir, can you throw some light on the additives which are used in high performance plastic? Like the additives which I have found out during my research are like plasticizers, flame retardants, lubricants which include
Single application,
PTFE,
you can use that.
lubricants which
Yeah,
include
sorry. Yeah.
PTFE.
Can
And sir,
you repeat that question?
yeah, sure, sir. Actually, I'm asking about the additives which are used in high performance plastic. During my research, I have found out
Okay.
that some of the additives which are used in high performance plastics are plasticizers, flame retardants, lubricants, which include PTFE and anti-friction additive, graphites, and
Okay.
antioxidants, stabilizers, which include melt and UV stabilizers, and others. In others, I have considered reinforcing additives, radiopack fillers, and antimicrobial additives. So, as per you, if
Okay.
these additives are used in high performance plastic, or can we include some other, or can exclude from this?
No, I think you missed out something very important. There is something called anti-static additive. So anti-static additive is of two kinds. One is migrating and the other is permanent anti-static. So whatever the high performance polymers you are talking about, the LCPs or PMMAs or, you know, polyimides, those anti-stats are extremely, extremely important, because, you know, these are all going into electronic component. And yeah, so anti-stat is very important, because anti-stat does two jobs. So one is dust prevention when it is used for a cosmetic effect, and the second is charge dissipation. You know, it doesn't allow the static charge to build, you know, which may lead to electrocution or fire or something. So
Sir,
you
can
can include the anti-static additives, and also for the polyamide thing, you know, when they're making the battery films out of polyamide, the rigid films of polyamide, so they are also now considering to include anti-fog, because, you know, the radiation is very important. So the radiation, you know, depends on how clear the film is, how transparent the film is. So that affects the radiation constant. So for that, you know, in order to keep the film clear, they have to be adding anti-fog.
Okay, so sir, can you please provide me ranking of this also, like which additive is mostly used in high performance plastic? Like is it plasticizers or flame retardants or lubricants? Like
See, flame
can we
retardants. Flame retardants goes in the application what is needed. You know, for example, flame retardants will be used in automobiles, in aerospace, and for example, in a packaging application or something else, maybe the flame retardant may not be required. Anti-stat is very important. Anti-fog is important in some polymers. Flame retardant, yes. UV stabilizers are very important, because UV stabilizers keep their life high. You know, especially in the high temperature conditions, you know, stuff like that. UV is very important. Antioxidants are also very important, because antioxidant will keep the polymer from breakdown. You know, the polymer will have a high life with antioxidants. Because what happens is that the plastic will tend to create a lot of reaction products over time. As you keep the plastic, any kind of plastic for some time, it constantly starts to give degradation products. So in order to keep the plastic free from degradation products, and in order to keep it away from oxidation potential, so these antioxidants are used. And these are very important. Antioxidants are like bread and butter, like they are used mostly in most
Mostly,
polymers.
yeah. Yes. So can you provide me any ranking of this, like which additive can be placed in first, because it will help me in
I would go
estimating.
first. Yeah, first I would go for antioxidants, second is UV, third is anti-stat, fourth is flame retardant, fifth is the frictional additives. The frictional additives are again two types. One is slip and one is anti-slip. So those two will come. And what else? And
Plasticizers.
plasticizers can be the last, because everything doesn't need to be plasticized. Plasticizers depends on the molecular weight of the polymer. For example, PVC is a very, very light polymer. It's very difficult to disperse. So PVC is a polymer that takes the highest amount of plasticizers because it cannot be dispersed very well. It is also used in the powder form sometimes. So here, in terms of polyimide or anything, plasticizers are also used when they are making very delicate components, when they are making a very small chip. Because it gives a very even finish and very even distribution of molecules. So it really depends on application, but I would really put the plasticizers to the last.
And sir, what about the end use industries? In which end use industries the most of the high performance plastic is used? Like I found out that it was currently majorly used in aerospace and automotive, and medical field is also at like using very much of high performance plastics, including electrical. So as per you, which is the
See,
most
everything box down. If you say aerospace, if you take automotive, if you say medical, everything, this is all subcategories. It is still not, you are not capturing the main category. If you still want to be main, on the main category, it is quite very simple. This is getting into electronic application. See, for example, in aerospace, if there is a lot of electronic component that is used in the flights. So these electronic components are coming from someone which is an electronic company. And number two, if you take automotive, again in the automotive, there is a number of chips that's used, because automotive has got a lot of electronic components again. Today, the lubricant pump is even electronic. For example, in cars like Tesla, they use an electronic metering pump, not an electrical metering pump. So again, that comes from a company, manufacturing electronics. Again, if you take medical-wise, if you take the biomedical or the medical engineering side, those scanners or I don't know, whatever it is in the hospital you will find. So these are all high-end items, again, that uses a lot of electronic inside them. So if you really explore the core thing, these are all ending in the electronic field only. So that is why for whatever the research you are doing, if you want even more customers, even your focus should be China, Taiwan, Korea, and Japan, very clear, because you will find a lot of interesting people only from these companies, only from these countries, because even you can consider US, Germany, or France, they also have something. But these countries are main, the reason being, the 90% of the electronic company manufacturing is in these four countries.
So as per like we can segment it like electronics and industrial and others,
Yeah,
that's
it
it.
is all electronic. Yeah, it is all electronic, on a micro level. On a macro level, you're seeing that as aerospace or, biomedical, or, you're seeing it as that. So again, yeah, so that really
Correct.
depends. Yeah.
Like I have put it like under transportation segment, I have further bifurcated it like aerospace and automotive, and in electrical and electronics, I have further bifurcated it like semiconductors and other type of electrical and
Yeah,
electronics which are used in industry.
exactly, exactly, exactly. See, see, there is also one thing. You are making a report, and you want somebody to read this report and make your money, correct? Yeah. So you are making a report. You will like to make money. So how do you make money if somebody finds your report interesting and if they buy it? paying $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, whatever you charge for your card. So who is that target audience? You also have to think about them. Who is the target audience? What do they really like? What do they want to read about that? And what message they will lack, so that, you know, by reading your report, they can get. They can get a few things from your report. One is they can get a commercial information, like how big is the market, where the market is pitching, you know, in terms of numerical value, where the market stands today, polyimide maybe $2 billion today, $10 billion in the next 5 years. So those kind of CAGR projections and etc. And the other set of readers will try to find if you have any technical information, you know, or application-based information where it is exactly used. So, you know, so so you can, based on these information, you know, you can also try to, you know, get the pulse of your report into these directions.
We have included, sir, like we have included the drivers which are driving the market, the challenges, opportunities, and trends. We have also included the impact of COVID-19, and we have also included the SWOT and PESTEL analysis in the report. All of these sort of things are included in the report. This type of segmentation, like I'm just confirming the segment so that further in the further stage, my report would get more authenticated. That's why I'm like confirming the segmentation. Like further things are included in the report. So, sir, can you provide ranking for this end user industries? Like as per the current scenario, I have found out that electrical is the most used industry for high performance plastics.
Electronics, I would say electronics. Yeah, electrical and electronics. Electrical and electronics. So even there, you know, like just to tell you, we have spoken to R&Ds and we speak to R&Ds. We know what is ABB doing. We know what is Schneider's doing. We know what is Emerson doing. We know what is General Electric's doing. So these are the global majors. Siemens, what they do, you know. So or Panasonic or Hitachi or Toshiba, Sony, LG, all those, you know, companies do, because these are the huge companies, you know, at the end of the day, consuming these polymers.
Okay. Okay, sir.
And yeah. So so I, you know. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Actually, I was asking after that, which end-use industry can we consider? Like, it will be transportation, or will it be like medical, or industrial, or others, like construction or building?
It will be transportation for sure. Automotive will be bigger, much much bigger. After the electrical electronic, you can put automatic. This is my opinion. It could be different.
Saying,
it is all, you know, my personal experience and my industry experience. So so second will be automotive, and third will be you can place medical, that's fine. And construction, I don't see there is any, you know, I don't see any point of putting construction here at all.
Okay, building and construction.
Construction, what do you exactly see? You have to include batteries. You have to take battery as a separate industry, because today, believe me, we are reading the battery industry. In the next 10 years, they are saying, or there is a clear projection that battery will be a $1 trillion industry in 10 years. You see the global transformation. You see today how quick is the electrification of cars. You see how I mean, all of a sudden, COVID actually did good thing. COVID accelerated the electrification of cars much more faster. Even the industry didn't think that at all. How did Elon Musk in 2 years became the world's richest person? Because he was successfully running an electrified cars company. And that is the future. So that is why, you know, Tesla is number one today. And you know, every car company is now focusing only on the on the electrical cars. But which may give the life to this electrical cars or the batteries. Battery is an extremely important segment today, where literally every company is focusing.
Yes, actually, sir,
and this is not a part of electrical or electronic. This needs to be a standalone category.
Yes, I'll definitely do that. But I have included in like under automotive, in under electric vehicle segment, I have included the battery segment.
No. I would say battery has to be really separate, because electrical, I mean, the cars are not going to be the end of it. battery is going to be
Perfect.
used in a lot, you know. If you see today, solar power is getting bigger. So if
Yes.
solar power gets bigger, solar energy also needs battery to save the power. So that doesn't come in automotive. Solar doesn't comes in automotive. Solar doesn't
Yes.
comes in electronic or electrical. So where does solar stands in your category? Where does solar stands in your mapping? So it is not captured then.